高兴见到大家。
Am I on there? Can you hear me?
大家能听见吗
？Okay. You want to share here?
No, I'm good.
Okay. So today, because we're living in a fallen and a broken world.
今天因为我们还生活在一个堕落和破碎的世界中。
I want to talk a little bit about a difficult subject. It's pain and suffering.
所以我今天想跟大家讨论一个比较困难的话题，就是痛苦与苦难。
The suffering is not just a Christian problem. It's a universal, a human problem.
苦难并不是基督徒才会遇到的，而是一个普遍性的。
If you watch the news any day of the week.
如果大家看新闻的话
So in this world, it's inevitable that everyone will suffer pain and suffering.
在这个世界上，疼痛与苦难是每个人都不可避免的。
Now some of us, we may try to cover and hide the pain behind, you know, laughter and smiles.
我们有的时候可能借着我们的笑把这些疼痛来掩盖。
And there are some people who will even exaggerate the pain and walk around, you know, sorrowful 24/7.
有的人也可能把这个苦难放大，所以一天到晚都在受苦。
Some will accept the pain with God's wisdom.
有些人学会用神的智慧来接受这些苦难。
The Bible says we must go through many hardships.
我们圣经讲到我们进入神的国必须经历许多艰难。
Must go through many tribulations.
经过很多的灾难。
Many in order to enter the kingdom of God.
才能进入神的国。
So God is going to use pain and suffering for our good.
神就用这样的疼痛与苦难是为了我们的好处。
And I think if we trust and obey His teaching, we're going to discover three things.
如果我们相信神并且顺服他的教导，我们会发现三件事情。
Number one is that suffering can strengthen our relationship with God.
第一件就是患难使我们与神的关系更加亲密。
It forces us to depend upon Him.
迫使我们学会倚靠神。
That's a good thing.
这是一件好事。
Suffering can also make us more like Christ.
患难可以使我们更像耶稣。
And suffering can deepen our fellowship, our love for one another.
患难也使我们与人的交通更有深度。
So you're going to find pain transforms us.
所以我们会发现疼痛可以改变我们。
Suffering will never leave you where you began.
这些患难不会就把我们扔下。
Through suffering, it's going to take you from one place and move you somewhere else.
这样的患难可以使我们从一个地方到另一个地方。
And God willing, that somewhere else is actually someone else, and that is Jesus Christ.
神的旨意的另一个地方其实是另一个人，也就是耶稣基督。
So the suffering will take you to Christ.
所以说患难使我们更
Christ will take you to what you long for, paradise.
患难把我们带向主耶稣，主耶稣把我们带向乐园。
So whatever pain you're going through today.
所以不管你今天所遭受的苦难是什么
You may have emotional pain.
你可能是感情上的
Financial stress.
经济上的
Relational pain.
和人的关系
Spiritual.
或者是灵力的
Or a physical pain.
或者是身体的疼痛
Whatever.
不管是什么
God wants to use that pain and he's going to move you towards his purpose to transform your life.
神是想让你使用这样的疼痛来使你更加接近他要想改变你的人生
The purpose is to draw you toward Christ
是把你拉向主耶稣
Now many people they don't profit from their problems
有很多人没有从这中间获益
They don't gain from their pain
他从痛苦中一无所得
God does not want you to waste your pain
神不想让我们白白的受苦
So let me just open us with a prayer
所以我们开始之前做个祷告
Dear Heavenly Father,
亲爱的天父
we are so thankful that you sent your Son Jesus into this fallen world.
我们是如此的感恩，你把你的独生爱子主耶稣差遣来到这个堕落的世界。
And he suffered and he died And he rose again, all for the forgiveness of our sins.
他为我们受苦，为我们死，为我们复活，是为了赦免我们的罪。
So Christ suffered for us, leaving us an example.
基督为我们受苦，就给了我们一个榜样。
We should follow in his footsteps.
我们应当跟随他的脚步。
Lord, I pray, please help us to see suffering is never without purpose.
主求你帮助我们看见受苦并不是毫无目的的。
And help us not to become discouraged in suffering.
帮助我们不要在苦难中沮丧。
But to know you use it for our good.
让我们知道你使用这样的情况让我是为了我们的好处。
You use it for the good of your church.
也是为了教会的好处。
You use it to draw broken people to their Savior.
把破碎的人带到救主的面前。
In Jesus' name, amen.
奉耶稣基督的名。Amen.
Amen. So God doesn't want you to waste your pain.
所以神不是想让我们白白的受苦。
Now the Apostle Paul speaks of this idea in Galatians 3:4.
使徒保罗在加拉太书三章四节这么说。
And Paul says to the Galatians, "Have you gone through all of this for nothing?"
保罗对加拉太教会说，你们受苦如此之多，都是徒然的吗
？Is it all really? For nothing?
难道果真是突然的吗
？So ask yourself, just in your own mind. Don't answer out loud.
所以大家在心里问问自己，不要说出来。
Have you grown closer to Christ through your pain?
我们有没有在苦难中离主耶稣更近
？Are you further down the road to where God wants you to be?
有没有在神为我们预定的路上走得更远
？Have you just had pain?
你是不是正在经历
？Are you blaming others for your pain?
你有没有因为你的痛苦来责备他人
？So suffering has many forms. It has many reasons.
苦难有各样的形式，也有各样的原因。
That's not the one, but there you go. You want to say something?
这上面的单词我从上往下给大家稍微翻译一下。上面是死亡、伤害、疾病、贫穷、孤独，中间是为何要受苦，下面是性虐待、沮丧、恐惧、暴力、邪恶。
We suffer primarily because we're living in a fallen world.
我们受苦主要是因为我们活在一个堕落的世界上。
And it's filled with sinful people.
这个世界被罪恶的人充满。
Now sometimes we suffer because of our own sin.
有的时候我们受苦是因为我们自己的罪。
Or just foolishness.
或者是我们自己的愚蠢。
Sometimes we suffer because it's actually God's discipline.
我们有的时候受苦是因为神的管教。
In Hebrews it says, "For those whom the Lord loves, He disciplines."
希伯来书这样说，因为主所爱的，他必管教。
And as a Christian, we may suffer persecution because of our faith.
作为基督徒，我们有时候可能会因为我们的信心受逼迫。
Especially if you take a stand on a biblical issue.
特别是在一些圣经问题当中，我们有自己的立场。
That's suffering for righteousness' sake.
我们这样的受苦是为了公义的缘故。
We see that, for example, in the Middle East, the persecution by the radical Islam.
我们看在中东地区有很多基督徒受激进伊斯兰恐怖分子的逼迫。
So your suffering could come from the loss of someone close to you. Let's just say a broken relationship.
我们有的时候的苦难有可能是一个与我们亲近的人，我们失去了他，有可能是破裂的关系或者死亡。
Or death.
或者死亡。
You know, both are heartbreaking.
这两种都是让人心碎的。
Suffering may result from your own personal failure.
有的时候苦难有可能是因为我们自己的失败。
Maybe some disappointment with yourself or with another person.
也可能是我们对自己或者对他人的失望。
Suffering can come as just a rumor that's circulating either in your place of work or even at church.
也可能是一个在你工作的地方或者在教会里传来传去的传言。
You feel your reputation is being damaged, and that could bring you anxiety and grief.
你的名誉受到了损害，使你开始悲伤，开始焦虑。
Suffering it could be as severe as cancer.
这苦难有可能像癌症那么严重。
But it can also be just sort of haunting, like anxiety and stress.
也有可能只是像你心里挥之不去的担心和紧张。
So there's so many different kinds of suffering. I can't list them all.
有这么如此多的苦难，我不能把它们全部列举出来。
But I want us to remember, it never comes without God having a purpose for it.
但是这当中的每一次都有神的目的在其中。
And it's not always that God simply allows it to happen.
这个不只是神允许他这样的事情发生。
There are times when God intends the suffering in order to accomplish His purpose.
有的时候更是神让这样的事情发生来完成他的旨意。
You think of the Old Testament book of Job.
大家可以想想旧约当中约伯的故事。
When you remember Job suffered for months, and finally he says to God.
我们知道约伯受苦几个月之久，最后他对神说。
Near the end of the story, he says, "You know, my ears had heard of you, but now my eyes have seen you."
约伯说，我从前风闻有你，现在亲眼看见你。
Job had been a godly and an upright man. He was pleasing to God.
约伯是一个敬虔正直的人，他也是神所喜悦的。
But there was a big difference between what Job knew of God in his prosperity.
但是这当中有一个区别，他在顺境中的时候，他知道有神。
And what he learned of God through the adversity and through the suffering.
他在逆境和苦难当中认识。
So the difference was hearing about God and, you know, actually knowing God in a personal way.
这个区别就在于听说有神和真正认识神。
And in his suffering, Job asks God, why?
在受苦的过程中，约伯问神，为什么呢？
Why is this happening?
为什么有这样的事情发生？
And God does not answer Job's why.
那神并没有回答约伯为什么。
Instead, what happens is Job meets God the Almighty.
而是约伯在这当中遇见了全能的神。
And that encounter is answer enough.
所以这个回答就已经足够了。
It's even more than enough.
或者比足够更足够。
So where do you think we learn more about God? In our prosperity or in suffering?
所以大家觉得我们在什么情况下更能认识神呢？是在顺境当中还是在苦难中呢？
I'll tell you my experience.
我给大家讲一下我个人。
Some of you know my testimony when my first wife Diane and our little 6-month-old daughter Tammy, they both died of AIDS.
大家知道我的见证，我第一个妻子戴安和我们六个月的女儿 Tammy, 死于艾滋病。
And I had begged God, help us.
我求神帮助我们。
But he let them both suffer, and then they died.
但神让他们受苦，并且最后死去。
I cannot begin to tell you how crushed I was in my heart to lose both the baby and my wife.
我没法告诉大家我当时内心受到怎样的伤害，我失去了我的妻子和我的女儿。
So like Job or like anybody, I asked why.
就像约伯，像所有人一样，我问神为什么。
Several months after their deaths, Jesus came to me in a dream or a vision.
在他们去世后的几个月里，主耶稣就借着一个梦或者说一个异象来到我面前。
Now he comforted me.
他就安慰我。
He did not answer my why.
他没有回答我为什么。
But he said 7 words to me.
对我说了几个字。
He said, "They are with me. They are fine."
主耶稣说，他们和我在一起，他们很好。
That's all I got.
这是我得到的。
But that revelation changed my life forever.
但是这样的一个启示就永远的改变了我的生命。
It gave me an eternal perspective. That's what I needed.
就给了我一个永远的盼望。
And so gradually, God healed my broken heart.
所以神就逐渐医治了我。破碎的心。
It helped me to find new meaning for life.
帮我找到我人生中新的意义。
The pain forced me to go deeper with God than I had ever had to go in my entire life.
神，这个痛苦就迫使我和神的关系更加有一个更加深入的关系，我是我之前从来没有过的。
So it may sound strange, but the suffering drew me closer to Christ.
听起来可能有点奇怪，但是这样的苦难使我离主耶稣更近。
So God uses suffering to get our attention.
所以神有时候借助一些苦难使我们注意。
And to accomplish His purpose in our lives.
他要在我们的生命中完成他的旨意。
In ways that would never occur without the pain.
而 这样的事情是不能在没有痛苦的情况下发生的。
Maybe this is true for you as well.
也许这对你们来说也是真实的。
Maybe there was a divorce.
也许有离婚。
Or a death.
或者死亡。
Or a difficulty.
或者一个困难。
Or some disappointment.
或者一些失望。
Or a disaster.
或者是一些灾难。
Now we hear these things on the news every day.
大家知道我们在新闻里听见各样的不好的事情。
And in 2 Corinthians 7:9, the apostle Paul says this.
哥林多后书七章九节，使徒保罗这样说。
Says, I'm glad.
我为你们喜悦。
Not because it hurt you.
不是因为你们受了伤害。
But because the pain turned you toward God.
而是因为这疼痛使你们转向神。
See, there it is.
所以这就是了。
The pain turned you toward God.
这些痛苦使我们转向神。
Yeah, many people can testify suffering made their relationship with God less formal.
很多人可能会有一些见证说，苦难使他们与神的关系更加亲密。
Less artificial, less distant.
也不再虚伪，也不再遥远。
And through their suffering, their relationship with God became more personal.
在患难中，他们与神的关系开始变得亲密。
More real, more intimate.
更加真实，也更加亲近。
That's what happened with Job.
这就是在约伯身上发生的事情。
So in Proverbs it says, you know, sometimes it takes a painful experience to make us change our ways.
在箴言二十章三十节里面说到，有时候一些疼痛的经历使我们改变我们自己的方法。
Now pain also is it's always an opportunity to grow in character.
痛苦也帮助我们塑造我们的性格。
For example, you learn patience by having to wait.
我们有的时候因为需要等待，我们学会了忍耐。
You learn about true joy in a grief situation.
我们有的时候在痛苦中学会了喜乐。
Or you learn about true peace in a chaotic situation.
我们在混乱当中学会了和平。
You learn the most about these qualities in their exact opposite situations.
我们学到了这些，我们该有的性格是在一些相反的情况下。
And so God's number one purpose in your life is to draw you into a relationship with Jesus.
神对我们，神在我们身上最重要的旨意就是使我们离主耶稣更近。
Now, if God's going to make you to be more like Jesus,
神会使我们更像主耶稣。
You're going to be more loving like Jesus.
像主耶稣一样的爱。
You're going to think like Jesus.
像主耶稣一样去思考。
You're going to be kind like Jesus.
像主耶稣一样善良。
You're going to be truthful like Jesus.
像主耶稣一样信实。
He's going to give you the character, the integrity, the humility of Jesus.
神会给我们像耶稣一样的性格，他的诚实，他的慷慨。
If God's going to make you like Jesus, He's going to take you through the kinds of things that Jesus went through.
神如果要让我们更像耶稣，神就要带领我们经历主耶稣所经历过的。
Gold has to go through the refiner's fire in order to burn out the impurities.
真金需要被火炼造才能除去杂质。
So suffering works to purify us.
这些患难也一样的来洁净我们。
Listen, were there times when Jesus was misunderstood?
主耶稣有没有被人误解？
There were.
有。
Will there be times when you will be misunderstood?
你会不会被人误会？
Yes.
会。
Were there times when Jesus was criticized and he was maligned and he was judged?
主耶稣有没有被人批评、被人诽谤、被人论断？
Will there be times when you're criticized and maligned and judged?
你会不会被人批评、被人诽谤、被人论断？
Yes.
是的。
Were there times when Jesus was so fatigued, he was so tired, he felt, I can't go on another day?
主耶稣有没有特别的疲劳说，再也不能坚持下去了？
Same for you.
你也一样。
Were there times Jesus was tempted?
主耶稣有没有被试探？
Yes. Will there be times when you're tempted?
你会不会被试探？
Sure.
肯定会。
So if God's going to make me like Christ, you see, He's going to take me through those same kind of things.
神如果要让我更像基督，他就要带领我经历主耶稣经历的事情。
In Hebrews, it says, even though Jesus was God's son,
在希伯来书，圣经讲到他虽然为儿子。
He learned obedience from the things he suffered.
还是因所受的苦难学了顺从。
See, Jesus learned obedience from suffering.
所以我们看到主耶稣也是在苦难中学了顺从。
And the next verse, Hebrews 5:9 says, suffering made Jesus perfect.
下一节五章第九节说到他既得以完全。
And now he can save forever all who obey him.
就为凡顺从他的人成了永远得救的根源。
Now you might say, suffering made Jesus perfect.
你可能会想说，苦难使主耶稣完全。
I thought he was perfect.
我认为他是个完全的人。
The word perfect here, it literally means completed, fulfilled.
在这里这个 perfect 这个词，其实我们是说完全的意思，不只是说完美。
So it completed Jesus in his humanity to go through suffering.
所以说是主耶稣在这样的苦难中他的人性得以完全。
Until his last words on the cross,
直到他在十字架上所说的最后一句话，
It is finished.
成了。
See, he completed his suffering.
所以他就完成了他的使命。
He completed his mission.
完成了他所受的苦难。
Now he can save you forever.
他就永远地救赎了我们。
In writing to the Corinthian church that had been through some difficult times, Paul said,
当时哥林多教会经历一些困难时期，使徒保罗在给他们的书信当中这样写道。
He says, and now isn't it wonderful all the ways in which this distress has goaded you closer to God?
使徒保罗说，这些令你们失望的情形使你们离神更近，这不是一件美事吗？
That word goaded, it means to prod or to poke in order to move you forward.
这个离神使你们离神更近的这个词原文其实是驱使我们。
So the Corinthian church it had gone through some terrible persecution.
所以说哥林多教会当时经历一些很严重的逼迫。
And just terrible pain together as a church.
一些很严重的苦难。
But Paul said to them,
但是使徒保罗对他们说，
their suffering together move them closer to God.
苦难使我们离神更近。
How do you like that?
大家觉得怎么样？
See, suffering bankrupts us spiritually.
苦难有时候使我们在灵里崩溃。
Suffering forces us to become dependent upon God.
苦难有时候使我们依靠神。
Not to depend upon ourselves.
而不是依靠我们自己。
So as long as you believe you can depend upon yourself.
所以 what?
As long as you believe you can depend upon yourself,
只要你相信你能靠你自己，
then you're never going to depend upon Jesus.
你就永远不会靠主耶稣。
Now there's another purpose of suffering.
苦难还有一个目的。
And God can use my pain to help draw me closer to other people.
神借着苦难使我们和别人的关系更近。
So suffering not only works to draw me closer to Christ,
所以苦难不只使我离基督更近，
but it can also draw me closer to other people in Christian compassion.
苦难也使我们在借着基督徒的怜悯使其他人，使我们与别人更近。
Our church family has suffered some recently.
我们教会最近也有一些苦难。
There is brokenness and disunity.
有一些破裂和不和睦的事情。
There's spiritual and real emotional pain, even tears.
有一些灵里和感情上的痛苦。
We've had to wait a very long time in our pastor searching.
我们为寻牧的事情等了很长的时间。
We also continue to this day looking for a building location.
我们在寻找建堂的堂址也找了很长时间。
So there's different levels of suffering.
所以苦难是有不同的等级。
But all of it is painful.
但是他们都是痛苦的。
But see, God always has a purpose in it.
但是神总有他的心意在其中。
The suffering is going to test us.
苦难会试验我们。
Let me give you an example.
我给大家举一个例子。
Maybe you saw the movie God is Not Dead.
也许大家看过这个电影《神没有死》。
Anybody see that movie?
大家有人看过吗？
Okay. There's a scene in that movie where a young lady has to tell her boyfriend.She's got cancer.
在里面有一个女孩告诉她的男朋友说她得了癌症。
And how does he respond to that?
她男朋友是怎么回答她呢？
He does not respond by saying, "Honey, I love you no matter what."
她并没有说不管发生什么的事情我都爱你。
We're in this together.
我们一起经历。
Instead, his response is.
她的回答是。
I'm out of here.
我要走了。
He's not willing to suffer with her.
他并不愿意和她一起受苦。
If you really love someone, then you're willing to suffer with them and for them.
如果你真正的爱一个人，你会愿意为他受苦，愿意和他受苦。
And this is what Jesus and the Apostle Paul did for you and for me.
这也就是主耶稣还有使徒保罗为我们所做的事情。
But you see, the suffering proves us.
所以这个苦难也证明我们。
You were put on this planet to learn to love others.
我们活在这个地球上是为了学习如何爱别人。
Not only when it's easy.
不只是在容易的情况下。
But also and especially when it's hard.
特别也是在困难的情况下。
Can I have that other picture? One more, yeah. Can you see there? This is my thinking of you. This is you helping someone in need.
这也就是我们在帮助需要的人。
Because Christ has blessed you.
因为主耶稣祝福了我们。
You can be a blessing to others.
我们也就可以成为别人的祝福。
And God sees it.
神可以看得见。
So, Christ is going to teach you how to really love.
基督将会教我们如何真正的去爱人。
Because real love, it's far more than merely romantic love.
因为真正的爱远远高过这种浪漫的爱。
It's more than chocolates and roses and valentines.
不只是巧克力或者玫瑰花或者是情人节。
Those are nice.
这些东西是确实很好。
But true love is willing to endure whatever it takes.
但是真正的爱是愿意忍受所有的代价。
Now every Christian has failures.
每个基督徒都会有失败。
Nobody is going to go through this life with unbroken success.
没有人这一生可以过得一帆风顺。
And every church goes through tough times.
每个教会都会经历一些困难的时期。
But there's a secret to success.
但是这当中有一个秘诀。
And this secret, whether it's winning in business,
不管是生意上的成功，
or even winning at sports,
或者是在体育上的成功，
winning at relationships, winning financially,
或者是在与人的关系上，或者是经济上。
The secret of every single victory is found actually in one word.
这个成功的秘诀就是。
And that word is. I want to say Jesus, but the word I'm going to use is.
我想说是主耶稣，但是我今天想用的这个词是。
The word is resilience.
是百折不挠。
Resilience is the ability to bounce back.
百折不挠也就是说可以反弹回来。
There's problems and pains and pressures and frustrations in everybody's life.
我们遇到困难、遇到疼痛、遇到压力，还有遇到沮丧的时候，在每个人的生活当中都会有这样的事情。
And the difference between success and failure.
成功和失败之间的区别就是。
The difference between overcoming or losing.
这个在战胜和认输的区别就是。
The overcomer is resilient. He gets back up.
获胜的人是百折不挠的，因为他们还能再次站起来。
Proverbs says, though the righteous fall seven times, they rise again.
箴言这样说道，因为义人虽七次跌倒，仍必兴起。
Okay. But the wicked, when they stumble, when calamity strikes.
恶人却被祸患倾倒。
So if you stay down, that's what losers do.
失败的人就是被击倒了，就躺在那儿了。
I'll give you an example. Someone might say, I'm never going to let another woman, or I'm never going to let another man, or I'm never going to let another bad church experience. I'm never going to let that hurt me again.
我永远不会再让一个人或者一个不好的经历或者什么样的事情。
Okay, I don't want to get hurt. I quit.
我不会再让这样的事情伤害到我，我退出。
So if we shut ourselves off from being hurt,
如果我们把自己关闭起来，为了不受伤害，
I'm gonna build a wall around myself.
我们就在我自己身边围了一座墙。
And I'm gonna fill in the moat.
然后我就把护城河给填满水。
Pull up the drawbridge and close it tight.
我就把这个桥拉起来，把门关上。
If you close yourself off that way, what you've really done?
如果我们这样对自己的话，我们实际上在做的事情是。
Then you've created a self-imposed prison.
我们其实是给自己创造了一个把自己关起来的监狱。
So listen, winners have the same kind of problems that losers have, but they have resilience.
胜利者和失败者都遇到同样的困难，但是获胜的人他们百折不挠。
Well, the Bible says,
圣经这样说
though the righteous fall, they rise again.
义人虽跌倒，仍必兴起。
So, how do I get resilience?
我们怎么才能百折不挠呢？
Is resilience one of the fruit of the Spirit?
百折不挠是不是圣灵的果子呢？
In a way, it actually is.
某种程度上讲是的。
So let me explain.
我来给大家解释。
In 2 Corinthians 11, 23 through 28, that's the passage we read together this morning.
哥林多后书11章23到28节，我们今天早上已经读过。
Okay, you saw there how much the Apostle Paul suffered.
我们可以看到使徒保罗 是怎样的受苦。
Remember he said 5 times I received from the Jews 40 lashes minus one.
我们记得保罗说被犹太人鞭打五次，每次四十减去一下。
That's 39 times 5.
也就是39乘以五。
That's how many scars Paul had on his back.
这也就是保罗他背上有的伤疤数。
Three times he was beaten with rods.
三次被棍子打。
He was pelted with stones.
被石头打。
He was shipwrecked 3 times.
船坏了三次。
He faced dangers from all sorts of enemies.
遇见各样的敌人，各样的危险。
Even the people that claimed they were Christians tried to hurt Paul.
甚至是有一些号称自己是基督徒的人都尝试着要去伤害保罗。
He said he often went without sleep.
保罗说他多次不得睡。
He was hungry and thirsty.
又饥又渴。
He often went without food.
多次不得食。
Often.
多次。
So he was cold and he was naked.
受寒冷，赤身露体。
And then besides all of these hardships, he faced the daily pressure of his concern about all the churches that he had planted.
除了这些外面的事，还有为众教会挂心的事，天天压在心上。
Now this is the man who wrote half of your Bible. The New Testament.
这个人，这就是写了半本新约圣经的人。
So if anybody has the right to complain, it's the Apostle Paul.
如果任何人有权利来抱怨的话，那应该是使徒保罗。
The list of those terrible things that happened in his life.
看保罗列举出来他经历的这些苦难。
That's all while he's trying to serve God.
而且这都是他在服侍神当中所遇到的。
Well, you think you had a bad day.
所以你觉得你今天过得不顺。
And yet Paul says,
保罗这样说，
We were hard pressed on every side, but not crushed.
我们四面受敌，却不被困住。
We were perplexed, but not in despair.
心里作难，却不致失望。
We were persecuted, but not abandoned.
遭逼迫，却不被丢弃。
We were struck down, but not destroyed.
打倒了，却不致死亡。
You gotta admit, this is a resilient person.
大家可以看到，这是一个百折不挠的人。
Okay, so what's the secret to Paul's resilience?
所以使徒保罗百折不挠的秘诀又是什么呢？
How can he bounce back after so many bad things?
发生这么多的事情，他为什么还能够站起来呢？
Well, of course, you're going to say the Spirit of God working in him.
当然我们知道是神的灵在他里面做工。
And don't you have the same Spirit?
那我们不也有同样的圣灵吗？
But the secret of Paul's resilience is that the Spirit of God gave Paul this new perspective.
但是使徒保罗的秘诀就是神的灵给他一个新的盼望。
So Paul looked at life not from a worldly perspective.
使徒保罗看生命不只是一个属世的眼光。
He looked at it as a person who was trusting in the risen, living Savior.
而是他看着为我们复活的救主。
And having that eternal perspective, that's the secret for how to overcome suffering.
有这个永恒的盼望，也就是我们如何战胜各样的苦难。
Because Paul knew Jesus as his Savior,
因为使徒保罗知道主耶稣是救主，
he could write these words.
他就这样写道。
I consider our present suffering not worth comparing with the glory that will be revealed.
我想现在的苦楚若比起将来要显于我们的荣耀就不足介意了。
Therefore, we do not lose heart.
所以我们不要失了信心。
You know, outwardly, we are wasting away.
所以在从外面看起来我们是 外体虽然毁坏
yet inwardly we are being renewed day by day.
内心却一天新似一天
For our light and momentary troubles are achieving for us an eternal glory that far outweighs them all.
我们这至暂至轻的苦楚要为我们成就极重无比永远的荣耀
Okay, and so we fix our eyes not on what is seen, but on what is unseen.
所以我们不是顾念所见的乃是顾念所不见的
Okay, what is seen is temporary.
因为所见的是暂时的
What is unseen is eternal.
所不见的是永远的
Okay, your relationship with Jesus is eternal.
我们与主耶稣的关系是永远的
Now the Bible says, for the joy set before him, Jesus endured the shame and the suffering of the cross.
圣经说到主耶稣因那摆在他面前的喜乐就轻看羞辱忍受了十字架的苦难
He was looking forward to his reward
他看到他要得的奖赏
And his reward is you
他的奖赏也就是我们
Being with you forever
就与我们永远的在一起
That's why he endured the cross
这也就是主耶稣为什么在十字架上为我们受苦
Because he loves you
因为主耶稣爱我们
So here's the conclusion.
所以这就是我们的结论。
Okay, I don't know what might be discouraging you today.
所以我不知道你今天因为什么事灰心。
You could have a physical problem.
你可能是身体有病痛。
Financial problem.
可能是金钱上有困难。
Relational problem.
可能是关系上有问题。
There's some things in your life that they're just prolonged pain.
有很多事情使你的痛苦加增。
It seems they're just not going away.
而且看起来好像这些痛苦抹除不掉
we call this the how long test
我们管这个叫做多久的试炼
Oh God, how long?
哦神啊要多久
So you take away this problem, take away this pain
你才能除去我身上的困难和身上的疼痛
So you don't see any solution on the horizon
你可能看不见有任何的解决办法
You're discouraged, you feel like giving up
你很灰心失望你要放弃
And God says,
但神说
See, if you choose to, you can let him use this to draw you closer to Christ.
你可以选择让他来借着这些使你离主耶稣更近。
God says, if you choose to, you can let the pain draw you closer to other people.
神说如果你愿意你可以使这样的痛苦使把你拉向主耶稣
you can let
拉向其他人
deepen your love
你可以有更深的爱
See, it's because of Jesus and what he has done
因为主耶稣和他所成就的
Because God gives me and you this eternal perspective
因为神给我们每个人有这样永恒的盼望
Okay, I can get my eyes off of myself and onto helping others
所以我的眼睛就可以不看我自己可以来学着帮助其他人
Jesus helps me
主耶稣帮助我
He comforts me, he saves me
他拯救了我
Therefore I can help others
所以我也就可以帮助别人
In Corinthians it says it this way
哥林多后书这样说
God comforts us in our troubles
我们能用神所赐的安慰
so that we can comfort those in any trouble with the comfort we ourselves have received from God
去安慰那遭各样患难的人
Okay, so don't waste your pain
所以不要白白的受苦
You know, we're living in the fallen, broken world
因为我们活在一个堕落破碎的世界上
We are going to have pain and suffering that is just inevitable
我们要受痛苦要受苦难这是不能避免的
The good news is Jesus has overcome the world
但是好消息是主耶稣已经为我们战胜了世界
So your faith in Jesus now
所以我们对主耶稣的信心
It will produce love and joy and peace and hope
就可以在我们心里生出仁爱、喜乐、和平、盼望
Even in the middle of suffering
即便是在患难中
Just like you saw with the Apostle Paul
就像我们看到使徒保罗的故事
All you need is to believe
我们所需要的仅仅是相信
Amen
Amen, Amen.